General country's democracy. Mr. Moraza says every eligible citizen has a duty to participate in choosing leaders, regardless of political differences or frustrations with political parties, noting that some voters, especially those supporting opposition groups, feel discouraged due to divisions among political players, leading to possible voter apathy. Speaking during the political podcast, Mr. Moraza explained that while by-elections often record low turnout, general elections are more decisive and usually attract more voters, adding that citizens understand the impact of electing a president, members of parliament, and councillors at the same time. He stated that Zambia is expecting over 1 million new voters, a factor that could significantly boost participation if properly mobilized, further calling on eligible voters to identify candidates of their choice and take part in the voting process, stressing that voting is a fundamental democratic right. Mr. Moraza has also advised political leaders to encourage peaceful participation and ensure citizens remain engaged in the electoral process. In another development, the United Party for National Development says government is working to close the gap between economic progress and the high cost of living affecting citizens. UPND media team member Cosmas Chileshe says many young people have become breadwinners, supporting families of up to 5 members after giving the current administration a strong mandate. Speaking during Voice of the People, Mr. Chileshe said government has undertaken key interventions following debt restructuring to cushion citizens from rising living costs. However, he admits that many people are still not feeling the benefits in their daily lives. He explained that while the economy has established and is now growing, more work remains to ensure the impact is felt at household level. Mr. Chileshe added that despite challenges such as cholera outbreaks, floods and a severe drought, government has recorded progress across sectors including energy and agriculture. With only 3 months remaining to the August poll, more campaign promises are being advanced. Leaders during the Castilla ward councillor Sidney Mamba, who is vying for Maramba constituency, has outlined a 5-year plan aimed at transforming the health sector through improved infrastructure and service delivery. Mr. Mamba says the plan focuses on modernizing maternity care by ensuring every health facility is equipped with a maternity annex and a mother's shelter to protect both mothers and newborns. Mr. Mamba explained that the initiative also targets the upgrading of health posts into fully fledged clinics in order to reduce congestion and limit the need for long distance referrals, especially during emergencies. He added that in areas with growing populations, government and stakeholders will work towards establishing mini hospitals to bring quality healthcare services closer to the people. Mr. Mamba further noted that improving water and sanitation remains a priority, with plans to install clean running water systems, including solar-powered solutions, as well as modern ablution facilities in all health centers. He asked that the program will also address accommodation challenges for health workers, particularly in rural wards such as Shunga, Kariba, and Kasia, to ensure consistent and reliable healthcare services. He stresses that strengthening the health sector will lead to healthier families, safer childbirth, and improved working conditions for medical personnel. Mr. Mamba has since called on residents to continue supporting President Hakainde Hichilema, noting that increased constituency development fund allocations beyond 2026 will further accelerate development in the area. In other news, clinical psychologist Yaitura Muntali says people must prioritize self-care and emotional healing after a breakup instead of rushing into new relationships. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Muntali explained that after a separation, individuals should take time to process their emotions, understand what they are feeling, and avoid harmful coping habits such as